Join Zaslow and the Ticket and meet a star-studded celebrity lineup of Hollywood stars, superheroes, and villains at the Gamer Comic Expo this Saturday, November 10th. Hopefully, Zaslow will be recovered by then. He is not here today because he walked 13 miles dribbling a basketball yesterday. So he did do it, and he made it to the arena alive. I think Zach Duarte might have carried him part of the way, but he didn't show up for the show this morning. Apparently, he's resting. Anyways, this Comic Expo is at the Miami Airport Convention Center. The expo runs from Friday through Sunday. Hollywood legends William Shatner and Danny Trejo will be in attendance. Play video games like Fortnite and Call of Duty with pro gamers, anime artists, voice actors, a cosplay contest, and plenty more. Get your tickets now at GamerComicExpo.com. Sponsored by Gamer Comic Expo and AM 790 at FM 104.3 HD2. The Ticket, what was that,
Are
Slim?
We still going, like, just all
You're just
soundtrack
jamming
right
back
now?
There?
Is it just soundtrack?
Slim loves it when Zaz is not here and he's in full control.
I hope they bring this back to Creed 2. I love this song.
Heart's on fire?
Heart's on fire, man.
It does jam.
I don't know about this Creed 2. Like, Drago's son looks like a beast. I don't know if he's going to beat him.
Really?
Could be rough sledding, Amber.
Really?
Could be rough sledding. Look, Rocky didn't win in the original Rocky. He didn't win.
That's true.
I don't know if you know that.
I was also the original Rocky.
Just letting you know. I'm nervous. He also didn't win in Rocky Balboa. He lost to Antonio Tarver.
Let's do headlines. Slim. Headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
Your Miami Heat beat the San Antonio Spurs last night, 95-88. It was a good night. Here's what it sounded like.
Justice Winslow trying to get around Cunningham into Whiteside. Oh, and a vicious right-hand jam. Andy Espao.
Just an exclamation point on the end of that dunk. Beautiful play. Winslow draws Hassan's defender. Little dish. Big slam.
Big slam.
Hassan was ridiculous last night. 29 points, 20 rebounds, 9 blocks. Just one block short of a triple-double. He hasn't had a triple-double in a couple years.
Did we just find Ruth Riley's, one of her taglines? Little dish. Big slam?
Big slam.
Is that one of her signatures?
It could be now. I liked it.
I like it, too.
Yeah, I like that one.
Little dish, big slam.
Woo! Hot damn.
Whiteside apparently gestured. I didn't see this. Did you guys see this? That he gestured to the arena DJ requesting the perfect sound bite for his first half, which was another one. DJ Khaled.
That's funny.
So he requested, he motioned to the DJ and he requested a specific
song for them.
So he's calling his own sound effects inside the arena.
Are people still doing another one? I feel like that's a couple years ago.
Whiteside's on DJ Khaled's yacht every single day.
Khaled comes and visits him on his jet ski.
As he should be.
That's true. Khaled pulls up to his house all the time. They must live close to each other, right? Khaled's never
I like how comfortable
house.
Khaled is with his body. Like, he's got great, great body comfort skills. Like, showing up at events with his just shirt unbuttoned, getting out of a car with his barrel and his boobs flapping. Congratulations.
I mean, he's not famous for being in shape, right?
No, who cares?
He's still famous and rich,
man.
Anyways.
Keeping it real.
He got famous because he was Snapchatting himself taking showers every morning and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Not because of music?
No, man. What a career. Not like this resurgence. No, the resurgence is definitely social media based.
No mirrors in that house when he has sexy time, right? Like, there's no mirrors anywhere in that bedroom.
I don't think he's pulling women left or right. Is DJ Khaled married?
I think he's married.
Yeah, I think he is, too. I don't think I should be saying that.
I don't think he's pulling out, like, side pieces. I'm just talking about, you know, I'm a little hefty right now.
Man,
there's no way that I'm looking in a mirror when I'm getting after it.
Any man with the stature of DJ Khaled, I think he can, you know, he could do all right if he was on the open market.
No,
let's put it that way. Wayne Ellington put up 20 points last night. He was good as well. Justice Winslow also got 16 points last night.
Fistful of hundreds can get you a lot.
The Heat beat the Spurs for the first time since 2014.
That blew my mind.
That's
really?
Wild that was to me a... that it's been that
yeah.
long.
Well, good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Since 2014. Got that monkey off our backs.
Yep.
Ryan Tannehill is hopeful that he can return in week 12.
Jesus.
Against the Colts. So don't worry, not this week, guys. The Dolphins quarterback, of course, is out this week because he says that when he lifts his arm, it still hurts. And when he throws a football, it still hurts, which seems problematic if your job is throwing a football. Of course, he suffered that capsule shoulder injury when he was hit by D-end Carlos Dunlap in the Dolphins' loss to the Bengals. He says that he'll probably at some point be playing through pain the rest of the year. There are other people in Miami media who are theorizing that he doesn't play at all. Did you see what Fredo tweeted out?
No, nope. Please give
Fredo's like going hard, man. He signs his fancy contract a couple of days ago. He's all over social media a couple of days ago talking about he signed 2 more years here at the station. He'd like to thank all his bosses. And then he doesn't he shows up an hour late yesterday when we're doing the radiothon, so I had to fill in for him. And now he's going hard on social media. He tweeted out that it wouldn't shock him if Tannehill didn't play again this season. And he said, and I refuse to credit Five Reasons Sports. They think they have a monopoly on thoughts and critical thinking,
no,
as if the rest of us
way
are not allowed to come to our own conclusions without crediting them.
That's tremendous.
That's not going to happen.
Is he kidding?
Kind of did, though.
No, I don't think he is kidding. And then Five Reasons liked
respond?
It, and they responded, but you kind of did. Or you did credit us.
He kind of did. Kind of backed into it.
Yeah, there's a reason he's saying he's mentioning them, right?
That's pretty funny, though.
Whatever.
Man, these people, a lot of the people in the mainstream South Florida media here are just angry at Five Reasons.
Five Guys is making friends fast here. Like, making friends.
Five Reasons. Five Guys is a burger chain, man.
I like the burger chain better. They're making friends.
You get mad when we call you outside the lines.
I just correct you.
You don't like it. What are you calls again?
Out. The huddle.
All right,
yeah, it's not even outside the huddle. It's just out.
Because they're right
out
of the huddle.
Because we're keeping it urban. That's why.
Mm-hmm. Here's a
new
Ryan.
Podcast, by the way, everybody.
Here's Ryan.
Yeah, we're coming out with a new one again today. Get ready.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to talk about DJ Dallas texting? I'm sorry.
No. And we got something special, too. It's going to be like a nice backdrop. We're going to have like cool. It's a video. It's going to be video, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, man.
YouTube page?
Snap.
We'll see.
Yeah,
okay.
You're like a media mogul.
You really are.
We'll see.
Here's Ryan Tannehill on whether he's going to play again this season.
Obviously, it hurts. Like I said, the pain I can deal with. You know, it's not just pushing through pain. It's physically being able to get the ball to where it needs to go. So once I can do that, then we'll be in good shape.
But he can't push the ball where it needs to go because he's in pain.
He can lift his arm to deposit the check. He could push the check into the teller. The machine, but he cannot lift it to throw the ball. I understand.
And, serious question. What is the spread this weekend? Because you're telling me it's going to be a shootout on the road, Aaron Rodgers versus Brock Osweiler, who got, like, no first downs last week?
It should go well.
What is the spread? It's got to be...
38?
Oh, my God. It's got to be up to 10. It has to be.
Hmm.
This is not good.
Yeah, it is not good. That is good analysis
plus,
by you.
Plus,
it is not good.
Plus, road Dolphins under Adam Gase. Also,
not a good record.
Not good.
No, that's not good as well. It's a 4:25 p.m. kick, so a later start than normal.
You know what else is
Dolphins.
Not good? Our bathroom situation here at the station.
Our bathroom
situation.
Are
we going back to? We can't go back to this again. You guys spent the whole morning.
On,
no, you guys did 15 minutes of bathrooms in the 6 o'clock hour.
Well, I just went in and had a flat out conversation with the 35 sewer flies that were in there. We ended up like exchanging names, numbers.
One almost flew in my mouth.
Social media handles.
In the women's bathroom.
We got Lil Bug. We got Ski.
They are a 9.5. The Packers are a 9.5 point favorite this week against your Miami Dolphins. So
I'm trying to determine if the water that's flowing out from underneath the toilet is septic or not.
All you have to do is go say something to the bosses, but you're too lazy
care.
To do that.
Don't care,
no, they don't care, but they'll care if Romberg says something. They're scared.
That's right. There's only one sink that works in there too, right? That's been since I've been here.
I think they just did that for aesthetics. We got two sinks, but only one sensor works.
The reason that this place is falling apart at an alarming rate, and they won't fix anything.
Do you remember
how long
those bathroom renovations took? Do you remember that?
Yeah, yes. I remember the bathrooms were closed. Remember they threatened to put porta potties out in the parking lot for us to use?
Yeah.
They were going to not allow us to have bathrooms.
Is that legal?
Honestly,
I didn't realize they're going to have a problem with OSHA.
I'd be thrilled if they did that.
I'd love that.
Of course you would be, Slim.
Yeah, it's,
you know
it,
what?
You know
you
how
can
scary
go out in the parking
it is
lot
to really have to. You have to really, really go and like every time you try to open the bathroom, the stall door, like you thinking that someone's going to be in there, and you have no other option.
I have zero sympathy
except
for
the
you
women's
guys.
Room.
You guys get to stand up.
Yeah, but we have this interesting situation.
We
walk into this bathroom now, Amber, and you got one urinal, which means let's say you don't have to go number two.
Which looks like the barbershop chair because there's so many public hairs that are laying around it.
Again,
it's terrible.
Too much information.
It's terrible.
That nobody needs
somebody's
at 8 o'clock
their bangs.
In the morning.
It's terrible. And also, so then you walk in there and somebody's at the urinal and they give you the old, you know, the side view, like, yeah, yeah. And then what do I have to do? Now I have to go into the stall, and they think, oh, you're going to the stall.
Mind you, if you open that stall door too much, you're going to hit the person standing
right,
at the urinal.
Right in the face.
Well, how many urinals do you
We have one functioning urinal.
Is that unusual? Like, how many urinals do you typically
Multiple
expect to have available
In a place
to you?
Of business?
In a building that you're supposed to have about 35 employees in, you should have more than one functioning toilet.
I mean, isn't that process a pretty quick process if you had to wait for the person using the urinal?
Not if you have stage fright.
Not if you have commercial time either.
So they won't fix anything in this building
Correct.
Because they've been claiming that we're moving to a new studio. Mind you, the entire time
I've been
working here.
We've been moving to that studio since NAMM. Like,
yeah,
it's been a long time.
It's been since Joy was here. I think they were talking about moving to that studio.
Yeah.
So I've been here for 2.5 years. They've been talking about it. And it's still, from what I understand, they always give us the 9 months. Whenever you ask anybody about it, 6 to 9 months.
It's like
been
labor.
6 to 9 months, by the way, for almost 3 years. And that's what they I got again recently when I
this
asked
This all
about
started
it.
When Slim started stuffing paper down the toilet and broke the toilet. From
it's
the
like, hey, guys, if the studio, new studio, which we appreciate you building us a new studio, if it's going to take you 4 years to do it, how about you go ahead and fix the chairs and the men's bathroom and the mics in the meantime?
Isn't that one thing in the new building, like they have to flush all the toilets at the same time? How when they built those two toilets, they didn't have them all flushing properly? How's that possible?
I don't think at some point this building was nice, right? It's got it like in the 70s.
I feel like I need to call UNICEF because I caught malaria just now when I went in there and dropped the kids
off. Our bathroom looks like Splash Mountain. Like there's like a log flume just going down.
I don't think this is interesting radio for any of our listeners, however.
Hey, you know
what
you get for a slip and fall in the stall
this morning?
You know how much you get for a slip and fall in the stall? I almost went down getting that urinal in that stall.
The Dolphins were fined $30,000 and Adam Gase was fined $15,000 for violating the NFL's injury report policy regarding Tannehill's shoulder injury. This came because, of course, Tannehill was listed as a full participant.
I wish I could find that.
Hey,
bathroom.
The minute that somebody pooted when they're on the toilet, you're smelling it. You're inhaling it. Your next breath at the urinal, that's how close
he
it
was
is.
Not, in
your
fact,
next
a full
breath
participant
at the urinal,
during
total
the week.
Inhale of somebody's poot.
He missed some of his normal reps. He should have been listed as limited. That would have indicated that he had an injury and that he was going to miss significant time coming forward.
Who do I email about
the
that
Dolphins
urinal?
Did not do.
It's just been out of order.
I'm going to rip that thing out of the wall, to tell you the truth, here in about a few minutes. I'm losing it.
The Florida Panthers are back in action tonight. The Cats are skating with the Edmonton Oilers. The puck drops at 7 p.m. from BB&T.
Speaking of dropping, I just dropped a deuce in there, and I'm telling you right now, I lost it. And it wasn't a clean getaway
Thursday
either.
Night
that made it
football.
All the worse. I had to sit
Thursday
there for a long
night
time.
Football. The Steelers host the Panthers at 8:20 p.m., Pittsburgh is a 3.5-point favorite tonight.
I mean, honestly, sure I caught gonorrhea. I got the built-in excuse now.
I do think
now.
You guys
for
need to
sure
get your
I caught it sitting
how hard could it be to fix a
control.
Urinal? How? Like, to get the water to flow?
I told you. Call one of the plumbers that's working on our mystery building on his lunch hour. Flip him $100. Bring him up here. Tell him to go ahead and replace the wax ring under the
toilet.
Working
on that building, Ross.
And then go ahead and hit it with the flush.
Can we have
that building is a fake building. It's a warehouse they rented for a holiday party for us a year ago to make us think that we're getting a new building.
You know what
it's
else I think is going to go on? I think they're going to build that thing so damn nice that somebody's going to come in, a big corporation,
and buy it
from us.
And they're Although gonna just it's going to have radio studios in it, so that'd
be
a little strange.
We'll just put some of the profit back into this hole. Don't get me started.
Well, they won't put profit back in this place. The Atlanta Braves reportedly have interest in Marlins catcher JT Realmuto. Craig Mish from SiriusXM is reporting that the Braves made a very strong offer for Realmuto. And 10 other teams, according to MLB.com, have also called to inquire about Realmuto.
Craig Mish, also 5 Reasons Sports.
Shout out.
Let's do it.
I'm going to give you 5 reasons not to listen to 5 Reasons.
Shout out. Let's do it.
I got a 5 Reasons podcast. It's called Podcast from the Worst Bathroom in the World.
A study has unveiled that paternity leave improves relationships for dual income couples. Romberg took exactly 1 day off for the birth of his 3rd daughter. 1 day. And it was the actual birth of his daughter day.
That day. Yeah. That
yeah.
Day.
That was the only day he took off.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't need to be there for anything else, though, quite frankly.
What?
You really don't. When in the hospital, you're just in the way. Everybody yells at you.
You can help. You're the one who helps. His wife had a C-section, so he's the one who has to change diapers and feed the baby.
Every single feeding, me.
While
Every
she lays there healing.
Change, me. It was, except when I had to do the game on Saturday night, which was actually a relief for me. I got a nice little break for doing that.
Listen, after growing this baby for 10 months, he better step up and do some bleep.
Yeah, she got a couple weeks off.
There's no walk in the park over here growing a human.
So is soccer boy going to take paternity leave?
Well, he works for himself.
Oh,
so he can't.
Boy.
So no, I imagine he'll be working the whole time.
I'm sure one of the staffers up from Sarasota will come down and assist, sir.
Augustus, if some baby is going to be named after me, Soccer Boy better be on his P's and Q's. Changing every diaper, feeding every bottle, everything that must be done will be done, Soccer Boy.
Sir, if you do want your name, sir, in the list of many that have preceded the Wilson clan...
Soccer Boy, do you think we actually took you on that tour for you to be named Lindsay? No, no, you will be Soccer Boy Wilson. And so shall this one be Cullen Wilson the Second.
Jam back in the teen club. It's back, guys. The Ticket presents Riptide Music Festival powered by Ford on Fort Lauderdale Beach. It starts Friday night under the lights on November 30th and runs through December 2nd. This year's bash features Panic at the Disco, 311, Sublime with Rome, a reunion of the Jacksons, Sheila E., and plenty more. Stop by the Yuengling Twin Peaks Ultimate Sports Lodge, showing college and NFL football all weekend long. Riptide Music Festival powered by Ford. Tickets are on sale now at theticketmiami.com. It's sponsored, of course, by Twin Peaks, Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views. Also by Nova Southeastern University. Don't just graduate, dominate. And by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. Get your tickets and more information at theticketmiami.com. Zaza was out today. He's not dead. He did dribble a basketball for 13 miles yesterday, but he made it to the arena alive and well. And then didn't show up for work this morning. So I imagine he's still sleeping, but he is with us. He did a great thing yesterday. He raised a lot of money, as we all did on our radiothon for Miami Cancer Institute. But Zazzle specifically, his dribble drive, raised a ton of money as well. So yesterday was a big day for all of us here and a big day for Zazz.
Absolutely.
So shout out
shout
to
out.
Zazzle, even though he's not here. John Clayton is here. He, of course, joins us every Thursday to answer our NFL questions. John Clayton is sponsored by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That is 1-800-747-3733. And John, did you know, were you aware that Zaslow was going to dribble a basketball for 13 miles in the hot Florida sun yesterday?
I was not, but I didn't know. Is he on the injury report, or what's the story?
God, he was
listed as very doubtful for today's show and did not show up. So he is officially on the IR.
Listed as tired.
Yes.
Yeah, well,
tired, old, you know, not in shape for the feat, but he did complete the mission.
Yeah, but John Entercom did the right thing by putting him listed as, you know, on the injury report as a possible attendee at work today. So
unlike the Dolphins.
We're not going to be getting fined the 30 grand or the 15 that Coach Gase is.
Oh, that's good. Well, yeah, because as long as you put him on the injury report, I think that's good.
And, yep.
You know, at least he did perform, so at least he played the game.
Correct.
What did happen there with the Dolphins? Apparently the Dolphins were fined $30,000, and then Gase himself specifically was fined $15,000. I was a little surprised that the head coach himself was fined and not just the team for not listing Ryan Tannehill as limited in practice when apparently he was, in fact, limited. He didn't take all of his usual reps.
And on top of that, John, I didn't know myself. I don't know how this comes out of this. Does this come out of a fund that the team has, or does the owner get the fine when it comes to fining a team in the NFL?
No, the team has to pay the fine, and obviously Adam Gase has to pay the fine. And it's not surprising because normally, I think you've seen it with other coaches, if you violate the rule, you have to pay into it. And the reason is, of course, I mean, it came out later and said the injury happened in a game. And, of course, if he missed any kind of a practice, you're supposed to put him on the injury report. And so I was a little surprised it took this long to get this fine out there. And actually, the fine wasn't too bad as far as the number. You know, don't like to have any type of fine. But I think it had to be expected because you can see the injury is now pretty serious because he hasn't played. And he's now so sore he can't even practice. But he came and had the press conference yesterday and said he's still too, every time he throws, it's sore. So it was kind of a no-brainer that there was going to be some kind of a fine on this, and it definitely had to go back to the coach.
Yeah, I don't know how much you know about these shoulder capsule injuries. I certainly don't know much about them, but is this unusual that he's this sore for this long? He's saying that he still can't lift his arm without severe pain, and he can't throw a football, of course, without severe pain, which is problematic when your job's throwing a football.
Yeah, I mean, it's not obviously as bad as Andrew Luck, but Andrew Luck went for, what, more than a year, and he wasn't able to throw. And I guess when you get some kind of a capsule injury like that, it just takes time to heal and time to get the soreness out, and then unfortunately, that soreness is not going. And I would imagine you look at any quarterback, they have all kind of aches and pains around their arm from throwing their entire career. But this one's obviously serious enough, and it kind of makes you wonder, when is it going to be to a point where you can lift? And quarterbacks take hits, quarterbacks get injuries, but again, when it affects the throwing shoulder, that's bad.
So, John, what do you think this does for the outlook of his career with the Dolphins? Because this was supposed to be the real definitive year of whether or not Tannehill was going to be the guy for the next 5 years, or if they were finally going to be done after 7 years with him. Now that you have another injury, does he get an extra year to kind of prove it, or they have a lot of money invested in him and they need to go in another direction?
Well, I think first off, it depends on how this season ends, because I think there'll be a lot of evaluation if the team doesn't make the playoffs. I mean, is Adam Gase going to be the head coach next year? I think if Adam Gase is going to be the coach, then I think they'll definitely take one more shot with Ryan Tannehill. But now what you have to start to figure organizationally is that he's now missed so much time, is that you need to start to get the replacement in there. And I think that conversation has to start, because availability is one of the key parts for any kind of a quarterback, and the availability hasn't been there. Now, again, injuries happen. But, of course, if it happens to a point where he's missed this much time, you got to figure out, okay, can we have a quarterback who's going to be healthy enough to be able to be available? This is, I think, at the crisis mode, but I think organizationally they got to figure a lot of things out. It's like where this team is. I know 5-4 is good, but is it right now a good 5-4?
Is there any chatter around the league about like how much a guy like Teddy Bridgewater might make on the free agent market? Because he's going to be available. He's a guy who's from down here, and if they went that route, because obviously Kirk Cousins made crazy money, but he was franchised for a little bit. Is somebody like Teddy Bridgewater a guy who's going to take a crazy amount of money to bring in, or is he going to have a bit of a prove-it contract if he's somebody's quarterback next season?
Now, I think he has to have a prove-it contract because, I mean, he got the $5 million to sign, and now that's been traded, and you figure that he's going to be one of the next ones that people are going to be looking at, but he would have to be a prove-it type of contract. I mean, maybe if he's lucky, he gets some kind of a Mike Glennon type of contract, which was like a 3-year, $45 million deal that was really a 1-year at 15. So my guess would be that if he does get the luck of having teams after him, then he's probably going to get somewhere in that $15 million range, and then maybe what they'll do is in that second year put $4 million guaranteed of the base salary.
If the Dolphins do get rid of Ryan Tannehill, with his current status as being so oft injured, would he still be picked up as a starting quarterback somewhere else?
You would imagine. I mean, it depends on the market, because this market for next year is not going to be as vast as the one this year, where you have about 8 teams looking for quarterbacks. I mean, what's it probably going to be? About 5 teams, maybe 6, depending if Miami's going to be in there. I mean, that Jacksonville is going to be in the market. Tampa Bay may be in the market. And a couple other teams are going to be in the market, too. But, there's not going to be the vast number. Now, you're going to be more interested in veteran quarterbacks, because I think it's going to be a shaky year in the draft for quarterbacks. Particularly if Justin Herbert stays at Oregon, and I think that seems to be the prevailing thought. So it's like if you need a quarterback, you're probably going to go more the veteran route. So that's going to enhance his ability, Bridgewater, to get some decent money, but also you're going to have a little bit of movement. I mean, is Derek Carr going to stay in Oakland? What's going to happen with the New York Giants? And so it's not a big market right now for teams looking for quarterbacks.
Yeah, I understand that it's a very weak quarterback draft coming up. So is it possible that the Dolphins, if they get rid of Tannehill, is Brock Osweiler the starting quarterback of the Miami Dolphins next season and they ride it out until the following draft?
I can't see that.
No.
That's a little problematic. I mean, we've had one team step up to try to do that, and you saw how bad it was. The Houston Texans ended up having to give away a second-round pick just to move his contract. And so, economically, you can try to do it, but I don't think realistically you can count on Brock Osweiler being next year's starting quarterback.
And, John, I know I'm not exactly a fortune teller, but I was thinking during one of the commercial breaks that could a similar situation to what has happened with Drew Brees possibly be happening to Ryan Tannehill, where, a guy that is somewhat decent of a quarterback running an organization like he was doing with San Diego gets his shoulder dinged up. Nobody kind of wants him. He ends up going somewhere. Could he possibly be revitalizing his career? Have we seen enough of Ryan Tannehill that he could possibly do something like that?
No, I think he can revitalize his career because I still think he's a good quarterback. It's just a matter of getting through the injuries. I mean, I like his skills. I think that Adam Gase likes his skills. So yeah, I think a fresh start could do it. But of course, a fresh start has to start with a fresh body, and right now he just doesn't have that fresh body. You know, whether it was the knee, and of course that's the tough part because I mean, you wonder, did he handle everything right with the knee injury? Should he have had the surgery? Because here he comes back and he misses all last year with basically nothing new that happened. It was basically the old one, and now he comes back and unfortunately gets the capsule injury.
Yeah, and is a capsule injury, I mean, I don't know if a capsule injury is something that typically people get surgery on, but I think at this point, from a fan perspective, because of what you just mentioned, it feels a little hard to trust Ryan Tannehill is necessarily doing everything right for his injuries and his physical preservation. And I don't know if that's fair to Ryan Tannehill, but it's because of the issue with the knee injury that you mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, it may not be fair, but it's realistic because, again, it's like, you're paid $19 million or so to be the quarterback. And, of course, it's the quarterback-driven league even more so this year than any others because it's the highest-scoring league year in NFL history. I mean, you need your quarterback. And if your quarterback's not going to be available, then they've got to evaluate both what the team's doing and what he's doing. Because if he's not going to be there, then you start to find somebody else.
John, when we come back from the commercial break, I wanted to ask you about Rashad Jones and the situation of him pulling himself out of the game and what your thoughts might be on that when we come back after the next segment. We'll join us with John Clayton here on 790 The Ticket.
John Clayton music. Makes me so happy. It's my favorite music. You can text your questions into John Clayton and the NunezLaw.com text line. It's 67974, or you can give us a call, 786-360-0790. It is not fantasy questions, but it is NFL questions. And Romberg, you had one, so I will toss it back to you.
Yeah, it's been a controversy down here about Rashad Jones, former captain, defensive captain of the Miami Dolphins, coming in and trying to figure out a way to justify the fact that he is standing on the sideline with his arms crossed, not wanting to play. I took the perspective of he gave the team all he can give, and they're not giving anything in return because they're clearly trying to weed him out with Micah Fitzpatrick. So I'm interested to find out your take and if you might know something that we don't.
No, I'm just baffled at there was not any sanctions against him because you just can't pull yourself out of the game. I mean, it's like it's not the right way to do it. You're playing for your team, you're playing for your money, and if you're not happy with what's going on, then you deal with it after the game, not during the game. I mean, we watched Vontae Davis quit right in the middle of a game at halftime of the Buffalo game, and he ended up retiring. But in this case, I know that Rashad, as he said yesterday, he's given so much to this team, and he's been rewarded with one of the highest paid contracts for a safety. But to have this happen, I mean, it's not right. And I would have to think that I'm a little surprised that Adam didn't come down on him harder, particularly knowing that Adam Gase has been trying to clean up this locker room, clean up some of the things that have been going wrong for the last couple of years. I'm just kind of baffled at the way it's handled.
John, the obligatory Le'Veon Bell status question. So he put out the tweet this week that he was leaving Miami, and it seemed like he was coming back. They obviously have a short game week because they're playing tonight. But where do you think this stands? Because there were talks yesterday that maybe he's going to do the whole year because he's got, new information. What could that new information possibly be? And do you think we're going to ultimately end up seeing him play with the Steelers at all this year?
Well, at least he played basketball yesterday up in Pittsburgh. I guess he went to some area because at least he's in Pittsburgh. My guess is he'll report next week, and then they'll have to fight it out to see if he is going to be on the exempt list and get two more paychecks taken away. But whatever he is listening to, whatever new information, it's just all wrong. I mean, because here's the latest now. Is that if he doesn't report, they can just put the transition tag on him next year, and that's only going to be for about $9 million because, remember, he didn't get paid. Now, if he reports, and again, the transition number is not to keep him. It's just to get some value in some kind of a trade if you want to sign him. They could also put the franchise tag back on him again. If he signs his contract and at least reports for the final six games, then if they want to transition him, he has to get a 20% raise, and so that's over $17 million. And if they want to franchise him, it's going to be a quarterback-type number. So economically, the smart thing to do is to just sign the contract and report for the last six games, even though it's going to be painful for the team, because I think that you can see they don't want him. The offensive linemen are frustrated with him, and he's just turned on the team. But, you know, you would have to think he's going to sign next week.
Do you think that because of the emergence of James Conner and the season that he's had, do you think the Steelers will even want to deal with Le'Veon Bell or any tags next year, or do you think there's a possibility they just let him walk and just say, forget about it?
No, I think they would just economically just take the position. It's like, we're going to, you know, put the tag on you, whatever it's going to be, just to try to get a third-round pick or a fourth-round pick, you know, just to get some kind of a value. Because at least with the transition tag, you know, you can monitor what he's going to get. I mean, you're not, they're not going to pay it because they want to move on and they're going to go with James Conner. But it's just still, you know, it's still not a bad move to try to get some kind of value if you can, because they got no value this year out of Le'Veon Bell. The only thing that was positive is they got James Conner, who did so well, and now you know you have your running back for next season.
On the other side of the Thursday night matchup tonight, you got the Carolina Panthers. Cam Newton's looking back to his MVP form. We're obviously big fans of Ken Dorsey down here, but they did make a change and have North Turner now running that offense. So what are you seeing out of Cam this year that has been such an improvement to get him back on this track of MVP form?
Well, I think the big thing is that North Turner, you know, even though he's the guy that's not going to mix in some of the running type of plays that you know, Cam likes, he has been able to do that. I mean, they've been able to get some really good production out of Christian McCaffrey, but their biggest change is they've added more speed at wide receiver. You know, the thing that was supposed to be done in Dallas, they've actually done in Carolina. You know, they made a concerted effort to get faster because they just didn't have any separation with the wide receivers, and that at least allows Cam to be a little bit more successful with the passing game. I think North's done a wonderful job of trying to, you know, get the best out of Christian McCaffrey because, again, you know, he's so good catching the football. But right now, the leadership that Cam's been able to show, I think, is very similar to what we saw a couple years ago when he went 15-1 and went to the Super Bowl.
Bobby is on line one with a question for John. Bobby, go ahead with your question for John Clayton.
Yeah, hi, good morning, John. Just the situation now in the AFC with the Baltimore Ravens struggling, Pittsburgh, you know, might struggle tonight, but if they do, leaving the wild card picture open for the Dolphins. With the Dolphins having the most interceptions in the league and Frank Gore running the ball better with a backup running offensive line, why doesn't everybody talk about the running back situation for Frank Gore as far as, like, being better as opposed of everybody forcing Kenyon Drake, who's not even averaging 4.5 a carry? I mean, is it safe to say that Kenyon Drake is replaceable?
You would think so. I mean, because they kind of have a 1A, 1B situation, I guess, as the latest. But, you know, Frank Gore has done so well. And then it's kind of amazing to see that, you know, the older backs have actually reemerged. I mean, Adrian Peterson at least has carried the Redskins. I don't know if he's going to be able to do it anymore with all the offensive line injuries. And Frank Gore has, I think, been done so well. So, you know, I don't know if they're just a little bit worried about with that age you don't want to do too much. But I think they need to do more with Frank Gore.
Turning to the NunezLaw.com text line at 67974, a texter is asking if you expect Carlos Hyde to get more snaps for the Jags. And it looks like Leonard Fournette is going to be back this week. So what impact is that going to have on the Jags?
Well, I mean, if Fournette's going to be there now, they may have him on some kind of a pitch count because he's missed so much time with that hamstring injury. But I think that they've got to ride their best back, and he's their best back. So I would not anticipate Carlos Hyde doing too much more. I mean, I think they picked him up in an emergency. I guess they still worry that the hamstring injury could still be a problem. But if they have Fournette, they're going to run Fournette.
Now, we're low on time with you, John, but one more really important question on the text line. Is John Clayton a waffles or a French toast man?
French toast.
That was cool.
I mean, as much
so
as I
said,
like waffles,
so
in fact, I make waffles, not make me, I purchase them and give them to my wife. I mean, she's the waffle person. I'm the French toast.
Yeah, I'm waffles all day, every day.
French toast, way better.
Thanks, John, for joining us.
Hey, thank you.
Well, that was the Thursday football list Zaslow show.
So much football.
So much football. No Zaslow.
So much football on Hassan Whiteside.
I walked 13 miles yesterday.
How long before?
I need a day off.
How long before each one of us gets the text?
Okay.
So how'd the show go?
Oh, 100%. That is Zazzle's move.
So did everything go okay?
He texts us whenever he's not here. He texts all of us, and he asks us how individually, by the way, not in the group text, and he asks us how the show went, because I think he expects one of us to answer, oh, bro, tanked without you. Disaster.
I'm going to say 920.
You're going to go 920?
That's about right. If he's up by then, he might still be in his ice bath from yesterday.
There's no way.
He did complete his feat. He did make it to the arena yesterday, dribbling a basketball 13 miles. He was dribbling that ball high. I mean, he was just asking for that ball to get stolen.
He was dribbling it high.
He was dribbling it high.
Could have snatched it.
But shout out to the people who helped him out and did it with him, and Zach Duarte for carrying him half the way. That piggyback ride was crucial, from what I understand. And shout out to Zazzle for standing me up yesterday and taking 3.5 hours out of my time to stand me up for Alonzo Mourning, which is exactly what happened yesterday. But he raised a lot of money for a very good cause, because I know his dribble drive raised, Tobin was saying, like $20,000 or something.
Yeah.
Absurd for the Miami Cancer Institute. So that's awesome. I think overall our Radiothon raised over $100,000 for the Miami Cancer Institute. That's so awesome. Yesterday was a super, super awesome day. And we thank everybody who tuned in and everybody who donated. We really, really appreciate that. It was a big hit.
Yeah, man.
You think Zazzle's showing up tomorrow?
No.
Like, does he need 2 days off? Like, he needs the rest of the week off, you think, to recover from walking?
Why, is it another
13
holiday?
Miles?
Is it another holiday for him?
Well, they do have a Heat game tomorrow, so he's going to have to definitely work the Heat.
But you know he does that move, too. He also just doesn't show up for work, but he'll be at the Heat game.
No.
Was he on the broadcast yesterday?
I don't know.
I didn't see him at all. Well, tune in tomorrow, 5:30 in the morning. You will find out with us whether Zazzle decides to make an appearance next, The Lepetard Show.